Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Alaska State Troopers received a stalking complaint from an adult female on April 5th. During the investigation, Joel Pilgrim, age 41 of Ketchikan, was identified as a suspect, and the adult female obtained a domestic violence protective order against Pilgrim. On May 2nd, Pilgrim was arrested and remanded at the Ketchikan Correctional Center for multiple DVPO violations. Pilgrim posted bail and was released from custody. He was placed on electronic monitoring.
On May 8th, troopers were notified that Pilgrim had cut and removed his electronic monitoring device and had fled the state of Alaska,
said Alaska State Trooper Communications Director Austin McDaniel.
We sought an arrest warrant for Pilgrim, and our investigation revealed that Pilgrim was in Bellingham, Washington.
ASC contacted the Bellingham Police Department and requested assistance with the arrest of Pilgrim. BPD located Pilgrim and attempted to make an arrest, at which time Pilgrim led both BPD and the Washington State Patrol on a high-speed pursuit, which was ultimately terminated due to the public safety concerns.
And ultimately, on May 30th, the Porter County Sheriff's Office located Pilgrim in Valparaiso, Indiana. He was arrested on that active warrant for escape in the third degree, and there could be additional charges against Pilgrim as our investigation continues.
A Malaysian climber who died near the top of Alaska's Denali has been identified. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Malaysian climber likely died of exposure and altitude-related illness earlier this week after sheltering for days in a snow cave with minimal survival gear near the top of Denali, North America's tallest mountain in Alaska, park officials said on Saturday. 36-year-old Zulkifli bin Yusof likely died on Wednesday in a 19,600-foot elevation cave in Denali National Park and Preserve, park spokesman Paul Oleg said on Saturday. The National Park Service recovered his body Friday night. Yusof was part of a three-man climbing team, all of whom listed their address as the Alpine Club of Malaysia in Subang Jaya, Selangor, Malaysia, according to Oleg. Yusuf's two partners survived. Park rangers received an SOS message from the team at 1 a.m. on Tuesday, indicating the climbers were hypothermic and unable to descend after reaching the Alaskan Mountain's 20,310-foot summit. One of the men, a 48-year-old, was rescued Tuesday night after descending to a 17,200-foot camp. He was described by the park as having severe frostbite and hypothermia. Late Thursday, the park's high-altitude helicopter pilot was able to drop a bag with survival gear near the snow cave and saw a climber waving at him, but strong winds prevented a rescue at that time. The other climber, a 47-year-old, was rescued Friday morning after days of cloudy and windy conditions. Two of the three men had previous experience on Denali. All three had previously climbed other high-elevation mountains. The climber rescued Friday was medevaced to an Anchorage hospital for additional care and was, quote, in surprisingly strong condition, end quote. The other climber is also recovering at a hospital. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Soldotna Mayor Paul Whitney proclaimed June to be known as Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month at the Soldotna City Council's May 22nd meeting. According to the proclamation, Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, which is said to be the most progressive and degenerative brain disorder. It can cause memory loss and hamper decision-making. Currently, there are 8,500 Alaskans living with Alzheimer's disease. This number is expected to increase to 12,000 individuals by 2025. Dementia is the leading cause of death in Alaska and the only leading cause of death in the country with no known treatments to prevent. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.